Faith that never leaves the mind is dead. What would your workplace or community look like if every Christian truly lived out the gospel in word and in deed? Are actions, words, and daily choices proving faith to coworkers, neighbors, or family? Or does belief remain theoretical without servant-hearted obedience? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know it's going to be a blessing to you as we jump into the series on practice and being doers of God's word. Hey, if you haven't liked, subscribed, shared, commented, placed in your huddle, we would encourage you to share these daily devotions because we're changing the heart. And that then in turn changes the public square. Also, if you're a monthly supporter of FPIW, thank you so much for your generosity. It really does help us out, keep these things on the air as we go. Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 13. It says this, "For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law, and all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not the hearer of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified." Have you ever thought about this? Do you just hear God's law or God's word and do nothing about it? Like you go sit in church, you listen to a podcast like this, you do something, and then it just kind of, I don't know, that's it. Or do you do something? Are you a doer? You know, what we need in Washington State is a lot more people who are willing to do, who are willing to step out and not just complain or have a desire for a better state, but want to sit back and not have it cost them anything or to challenge them to anything. We need people who will do something about getting God's word into the public square. So here we go. James has this to say about it. "But prove yourself doers of the word." Today, that's who you're going to be. You're going to be a doer of God's word. You're going to tell the truth at your workplace. You are going to have the opportunity to share Jesus with someone today at your workplace. You are going to pray for someone at your workplace. You're going to respond to the very word of God that he sets within your heart. And not merely hearers who delude themselves. So when we just hear the word of God, we delude ourselves. And that deluding is like we deceive ourselves. We have this place where we sometimes think we're something, but really we're nothing. And we're nothing because we don't take the word of God and apply it in an applicational way to our everyday life of living it out in front of someone. It would be like knowing that you're supposed to be polite, kind, and thoughtful to people, but then you just know that, but then you're rude, obnoxious, and annoying to people. You know, God wants us to do something more than just know the facts about being polite, kind, and thoughtful. He wants us to live out politeness, kindness, and thoughtfulness as we go throughout our day. "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at the natural face in a mirror." Now, if you're driving right now, you could just glance up at your rear view mirror. Okay, now look back at the road again. And you could just check it out and say, "Oh yeah, that's what I look like." "For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was." So when you look in the mirror, do you remember what you look like? Like for me, I remember I have glasses, a beard, I have a nose, I have some ears, I have some eyes, blue eyes. I have a mouth, I have all these kind of things. Do you remember what you look like? Well, of course you do. You remember it. "But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, the law of freedom, and abides by it, not only having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does." So we look at the law of liberty. Do you know that we live in the most free nation in the world because we believe in the law of liberty? And we abide in the law of liberty. In other words, free choice that honors and glorifies God. That is true freedom. Then we will be a effectual doer of the word of God and be blessed in what we're doing. However, if we forget about the word and we say, well, it's all about sensuality or it's about my pleasures or my senses or it's all about whatever, and we take our freedom and we dishonor God and forget the word of God, then we're a forgetful hearer. If anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. So if you think you're following Jesus, but you don't want to control your tongue, God is saying to you right now, right in this moment, your faith in Jesus, your religion is worthless, because we have to be able to bridle that tongue. I don't know about you, but for me, my tongue can get away from me at many times throughout the day. And I've been working on these new exercises of like, Holy Spirit, what would you have me do right now? How can I be a blessing in this moment to whatever context that I'm in? And taking that moment and just thinking through the things of God in those moments is helping me bridle my tongue a little bit more. Not always, not 100%, but it's helping. James goes on in chapter 2, what use is it, my brethren, if someone says he has faith, but he has no works? Can his faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed, be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, if it has no works, if faith has no works, it is dead, being by itself. It's a byproduct. Works are a byproduct of your faith. So if you don't have the byproduct, you may not have faith. Let me give you an example. If I have an apple and I want to make applesauce, I squish the apple. The byproduct of the squished apple is applesauce. So I don't live to work for applesauce. I live to see apples grown that are squished and make applesauce. But if I have no applesauce, maybe I have no apples. Does that make sense? I don't know. Makes sense in my head. But someone may well say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. That's what you want to do today in the public square. You want to show your faith by how you live your life. You want to show your faith to that coworker that you believe in the Almighty King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. Why? Why do you want to show it? So that he gets all the glory and all the honor. And then by showing that, they're going to say, that guy has some faith. That gal has some faith. You believe that God is one? You do well. The demons also believe and shudder. In other words, demons believe in God. They believe that the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are real. But they don't honor God. They don't honor the Heavenly Father. They don't honor Jesus Christ. They don't honor the Holy Spirit. But are you willing to recognize, you foolish fellow, that faith without works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac, his son, on the altar? In other words, think about this. If Abraham wouldn't have taken his son and believed in the resurrection that was to come, Hebrews chapter 11, what good would it have done? He could have just sat in the tent with Sarah and said, this is what God said to me. I believe it. And Sarah's like, but if you believe it, why aren't you going to go do it? Well, it's faith. It's not works. It's just faith. Okay. All right. Abraham believed and was justified because he showed himself to be faithful to God, what God had spoken to him. You see that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. That right there, verse 22. You see that faith was working with his works. And as a result of the works, faith was perfected. That is so powerful for you today. There are so many people that want to emphasize faith through grace, which is abundantly true. I just think there's one more element that produces something in you to glorify God. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see that a man is justified by works and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab, the harlot, also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead. So then he ends with Rahab and the body. And I think today is a day that you understand you are the body of Christ wherever you may go. And you have an opportunity to glorify God and show your faith by your works. I love that. For just as the body without the spirit, so if this body had no spirit is dead. So also faith without works is dead. So what are we going to do? What's our public square application today? Prove today you are Christian by your works, both in word and deed. Prove today you are faith-filled by your works, both in word and deed. Prove today that you believe by your works, both in faith and deed. And prove today you are obedient to God. When the Holy Spirit nudges you today, do what he says. He may tell you to give someone a handshake or a smile or a hug. He may tell you to share Jesus with someone. Do it. Obey. Because then that's going to grow your faith, and that's going to expand how you view God, and it's going to keep moving us forward. Well, I hope you enjoyed this daily devotion. I'm going to close this in prayer, and then I hope you have a great day at work today. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. I pray that you'll bless us, God, as we go forward. Lord, let us be a people who show our faith by our works. Go before us in all things today, God. Surround us in all things today. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.